afternoon, the weather has grounded helicopters, which were to take off this morning in a search in southwestern Washington for the skyjacker who apparently parachuted from a jet plane Wednesday night with $200,000 in ransom money. But some 30 to 50 men are making a ground search. Clark County Sheriff Eugene Cotton says authorities hope to get at least five helicopters into the air later if the weather permits. The hijacker hasn't been seen since he apparently parachuted after taking charge of the Northwest Orient Airlines jet soon after it took off from Portland for Seattle last Wednesday. Heavy rains in western Oregon are sending rivers on an upsurge, and the Weather Service says that some of them are expected to be more than bankful today. Those making rapid rises are on the coast and in the Willamette Headwaters area. Above bankful stages are forecast for streams in those areas. The main stem of the Willamette will rise through today and tomorrow. The National Weather Service has issued a flood forecast for the Coquille River in southwestern Oregon, and it says that flooding is possible on some other streams in that part of the state. The rivers are rising in the wake of what the Weather Service describes as the first significant rainstorm of the new winter season. The storm has dumped heavy rain up to 4 inches on some points. The Umpqua River Highway, which was closed by a slide earlier today, has been reopened to one-way traffic and is expected to be open to two-way traffic soon. The road is between Eugene and Reedsport. County draft boards in Oregon will be closed all or part of next week so that their employees can take a training course in Salem on new draft procedures and regulations. State Selective Service Headquarters said the boards in populous areas of western Oregon will be closed Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Other boards will be closed all week. An order by Lane County Commissioners has temporarily stopped a move of Lane County Health Department nurses to be represented for collective bargaining purposes by the Oregon Nurses Association. The commissioners have ruled that a representation petition filed for the nurses by the association is deficient because it includes both supervisory and non-supervisory employees in the same proposed negotiating unit. A county health nurse says 11 of the county's 23 nurses signed that petition. The Oregon Department of Environmental Quality says it is dissatisfied with the way that the Menasha Corporation paper mill disposes of paper mill wastes at Coos Bay. Department Director L.B. Day says in Portland that he has served notice on Menasha that construction of alternate facilities for handling of wastes must be started immediately. He says he is not satisfied with the rate of construction. Menasha officials are not available for immediate comment. Salem weather sees showers through tomorrow with a chance of rain at 80%. High today 56, low tonight 40, tomorrow's high 50. Now 55 degrees and still overcast at KBZY Salem. This is Lincoln Smith.